This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Lawrence Jackson, and I'm a professor of English and African American Studies at Emory University. My new book is called The Indignant Generation, A Narrative History of African American Writers and Critics, 1934 to 1960. On the downward slope of a 30-year publishing career, the 52-year-old writer, professor, and literary critic J. Saunders Redding brimmed with a final project. He wanted to work with the best fiction editors around to publish his second and as yet unwritten novel, a book that would redeem his career and confirm as worthwhile his efforts as a writer and teacher of literature. That early winter of 1959, Redding was going into his 15th year of teaching English at a small college in coastal Virginia and wondered about posterity's opinion of him. A lean man with a confident air, who dressed in the Ivy League style, Redding was from an elite Delaware family and a devotee of the Protestant work ethic. Daily he labored over his books and articles in an upstairs room that his wife and sons were forbidden to enter during specific hours. The edict countermanded it rarely, such as when Franklin Roosevelt died. In this upper room, Redding had stacks of books, an unframed picture of his father, yellow pads and pencils, and cigarette smoke curling up the walls. It had been a place of productivity, but even his proven sanctuary rebuffed him as the year 1959 unwound. The fretting that Redding showed that year was what he had displayed his whole writing life, and it was curious because he'd already experienced unequivocal success as a writer. He had published long essays in Harper's Magazine and Atlantic Monthly. Time Magazine had reviewed his books and carried his photograph, along with Saturday Review of Literature. Redding had cornered literary prizes like North Carolina's Mayflower Cup, awards noticeable enough that Dean Acheson's Department of State asked him to represent the United States on an extended tour of India as the country emerged from British satrapy to world power. Redding's second book, No Day of Triumph, had been published by Harper and reviewed all over the nation. His first novel, Stranger and Alone, had also been widely reviewed and deemed significant. He was personally gracious to the literary movers and shakers who supported him. When his sixth book, An American in India, came out, he dedicated it to his editor, Hiram Hayden. But when he put out feelers to publish a second novel, he did not generate the excitement of a well-known writer, prize winner, and potential bestseller. Gloomy and filled with a sense of foreboding, Redding reacted like any well-connected writer in a similar situation. He wrote his most powerful friends to steady him. On New Year's Day, 1959, Redding sent a note to Henry Allen Moe, the head of the Guggenheim Foundation, for more than 20 years. In the letter, he chronicled his interminable delays before coming to terms with Bennett Cerf of Random House, a prize among New York literary publishers. Moe, who had authorized a fellowship for Redding in 1944, was in a position to offer another grant so that Redding could finish his project. The professor was disappointed that it had taken a year and a half to relieve himself from a contract clause with the earnest but not profoundly distinguished Indianapolis publishing outfit, Bobbs Merrill, where Hiram Hayden had worked. In the new year, magic began. In March, another Guggenheim went to Saunders Redding, and Bobbs Merrill released him so that he could follow Hayden to Random House. He would call the new book Cross and Crown. To friends like Moe, he described a straightforward program for the novel. It would be a sequel. My plan can be stated simply. It is to write a novel in which the protagonist of Stranger and Alone is again the protagonist and in which he brings about his redemption. The redemption of his identity as an American figured highly in the mind of J. Saunders Redding.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.